Wisconsin's primary election is just over a month away. Candidates are trying to win as much support as they can before the polls open. But you probably already know that, which is why WPR and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel are trying something different as we cover the 2022 campaign. Sophia Voigt is a watchdog and political reporter for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin, and she joins me now to talk about this new approach. Sophia, to start, what's missing from this sort of standard story that we hear in election years?
A lot of traditional campaign coverage is kind of what we call horse race journalism, where it focuses on kind of how they're doing in the polls and what attack ads are saying or sound bites. That kind of coverage really misses how these candidates are going to actually govern their state and their communities. It's not really focusing on what issues that they're going to address when in office or if they get into office. It's just kind of easy campaign coverage that journalists can push out to keep the ball rolling during elections, but a lot of it isn't very useful towards voters. We have going this Wisconsin Main Street Agenda Project, which is a way of focusing our election coverage on voters and what they actually want candidates to be talking about while they're competing for their vote. Voters can actually get a better sense of who they may be putting into office.
So rather than having a story where a candidate is trying to win over voters, you have stories where voters have issues and concerns and they want candidates to address them, which really is the idea behind representative government, right?
For sure, yeah. It really kind of just puts voters at the forefront of coverage, which is really what it should be in our government, because politicians are working for their constituents. So it brings it back to the voters and allows them to be more engaged in their political process, because it shows that journalists are really working for them, as we should be, especially during election seasons. Journalists, if they reach out to voters and their community members, they're able to create more meaningful and useful coverage for their audiences. But then when audiences see that they're getting more useful and in-depth coverage, we know that they are more likely to actually participate in their democracy when they see that, you know, we're putting out useful information on elections.
We hear so much that the country is deeply, deeply divided. But when you give people the chance to speak at length about not just which candidate they're supporting, but what they care about and why, do we see maybe there's something more going on that can't be as easily framed as persons on this side versus being on that side?
Yeah, and one of the impetuses for this project was the La Follette Policy Poll, which looked at what constituents across Wisconsin really cared about. And they found a lot of commonality across political divides on issues. Like, a lot of people in Wisconsin really care about climate change and they care about healthcare. And while those issues tend to be very politicized, Republicans will use it to attack Democrats and Democrats will use it to attack Republicans. At the end of the day, a lot of the time, these issues aren't that polarized, and this model of journalism really takes that polarization out of it, which makes it more helpful for voters.
So for someone who's hearing us talk now and says, boy, do I have some thoughts about these issues, about these campaigns, I'd like to share them. What can they do?
Yeah, so the main way that we're gauging these opinions is through a survey. From there, we're planning on recruiting a group of residents to have conversations on what these top issues are later during some free events during the fall. So if people want to get involved, the main way would be through that survey.
And we'll put a link to the survey at WPR.org. Sophia Voigt, thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much.